The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 184, No Anchovies.
Louie's not there. Oh, I was afraid of that. Now what are we going to do?
We're going to proceed as planned. It's going to take up to 20 minutes for these fake pizzas to arrive. That'll give us a little time to wait and see if Louis shows.
This isn't a problem unless he doesn't call Scarlet.
If he isn't in the building somewhere, I'm sure Leonard will give him a call and notify him that the package has arrived.
Well, that's true, and since Louis's phone is tapped, we will know right away.
Like I said, until then, we got at least 20 minutes before the fake pizzas are due to arrive.
I wish you'd quit saying that. I'm really craving some pizza right now.
Yeah, I'd go for a nice meatball Parmesan hero myself.
Oh, don't even start with the food talk. You'll get my stomach to growling.
You and me both. Whoop, there we go. Stand by. Louis's phone is ringing. Make sure you're monitoring.
Yeah, this is Louis.
I just wanted to let you know that your package has arrived.
Excellent! Is everything there?
Yeah, all 12 pieces are here intact. What do you want me to do with them?
Keep them there for now. I'm grabbing a quick snack. I'll be there soon.
I ordered several large pizzas for your party. They'll be delivered in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, several will be good for me, but not for me and our party guests. I'll grab some food, and then I'll come join you for pizza.
Okay, but hurry. I don't want the pizzas to get cold.
Don't worry about me. I'll see you soon.
This could get a bit tricky. We can't wait much past that 20 minutes to make the bust. If he's not here by then, we're going in.
We copy. One of us should stay behind in case that happens.
Agreed. I'll take Kate and Kelly with me. You stay back in case he shows up. I've got other uniforms in there that can assist me.
Kate, did you ever think that one day you and I would be doing a raid together?
Not in a million years.
Joe Mac, was that you I heard singing to some musical?
Yeah, that was Six, me all-time favorite.
Ooh, good. I was afraid there was something wrong with the hyperdrive. I was about to grab my toolbox.
Very funny.
I tried to tell him he was off-key.
Off-key? Off-key? You think I was off-key? Are you sure you weren't listening to yourself there, Marco?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was you, Skipper.
All right. I challenge you to a karaoke sing-off.
You're on.
Hey, nobody's on. You two can settle this when you get your old ship back.
Don't you mean if we get me ship back? Jaffra, are you sure you don't want to turn around? I bet we could catch Bella off guard. I'd get me ship back and you'd get your bounties.
Nice try, J-Mac, but we are proceeding according to plan. We're not too far from the Boldabar portal now. I plan to do a quick turnaround. We'll be on our way before you can scull your goon.
Scull your goon? That's impressive, Jaffra. Where did you learn that phrase?
I've been hanging around him too long.
Hey, that wasn't me. You know I don't drink goon. I'm too sophisticated for that.
Oh, brother. You? Too sophisticated? This is going to be a long trip. Where did the captain and Barnes go?
After that songfest earlier, they probably went to that soundproof safe room.
They're checking on the doctor and Nurse Ladner.
Once we clear the portal, we'll have real-time communications with the BSS. I'm sure they'll want an update.
I can do that. Just notify me when we're a standard minute out.
Will do.
Captain Tam, would you like me to take over anytime soon?
I'm good, thanks. It's been a while since I've operated a spacecraft. That's if you don't mind.
Hey, knock yourself out.
Speaking of being knocked out, don't you want to turn around and go after Nurse Ladner?
Why don't you go back to the recreation room and watch another musical?
Please, Jaffra, don't do that to us.
Come on, Skipper. Let's go back and watch one of those trivia game shows.
All right, but this time let's watch one that has a name.
Good. Maybe we can get a little peace and quiet for a change.
I must say, those two keep it interesting. Are all your inhabitants like that?
Only a select few. And believe me, those two are definitely a select few.
Thank you.
What are those two up to?
No good.
I think they're going to watch some game shows. Don't worry. Musicals are off the menu right now.
Oh, well, that's good. Sounds like a bunch of cats in heat.
I think the cats would sound better.
So what's our position now?
10,000 standard miles from the portal.
We're getting close. I'm still not used to how fast we are after those upgrades. At 5,000, reduce to 3/4 standard.
Aye, aye, Captain.
You know, this is kind of weird having three captains on board and one's piloting the ship.
Did you say three? Oh, you're counting Joe Mac.
Now, come on, play nice.
I don't mind taking Captain Nate's orders. My ship is getting similar upgrades. It's good to get some hands-on experience. It's going to be a while before the upgrades are completed. I need all the hands-on training I can get.
Until that time, I hope I can count on you to assist me in my bounty hunting.
I've got nothing better to do.
And Gabby?
Give me something to fly or shoot at, and I'm happy.
Well, let's just hope it's just flying and not shooting.
You know, old man, you're just no fun.
The shift change is complete. There shouldn't be any more departures or arrivals. Any word on Louis yet?
Detective Jocko messaged me that he got word from Leonard that Louis was not in the building.
I could have told you that.
And how would you know, Sam?
He's a-hugging. It's his feeding time. I'm sure he trusts Leonard to corral the arrivals and keep them occupied until his return.
But this is such a critical mission for him. It seems like he could at least make sure everything was secure before eating.
Until you've experienced hunger pangs from two large stomachs, don't judge.
That's not really a problem now. We just picked up Louis' call to Scarlet. Here she comes now.
Hunger pangs or not, I'm sure you heard Louis call me with the okay. I'm going to call Hank, so everyone, remain quiet, please.
What if my stomachs growl?
Really, Sam?
Let me turn the volume down on our trace. Okay, go ahead.
Yes?
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that the package arrived safe and sound in Queens.
Wonderful. Everything was intact.
Yes, your friend was very appreciative. He said go ahead with your plans for the party.
That is excellent news. This will be some party. Our guest list should show 10 people. Will you be meeting them at the airport?
Yes, and I will give them your regrets for not meeting them personally. We will wait in the guest lounge. When you are ready, pull up to the arrival gate and I'll escort them out.
Very good. Proceed. Call me when their plane lands.
Yes, sir. How are the repairs on your vehicle coming along?
Can you believe it? A part as common as a light bulb was not in stock. I was assured that it would be only a few minutes. I'd then have to take the vehicle for a safety inspection. Entertain our guests until I get there. Tell them I have a hearty meal planned for them.
I will, sir. See you soon.
That sounded encouraging. Do you think he suspects anything?
No, he sounded totally convinced that everything is going as planned.
Excellent. We have about 40 minutes before the first arrivals. Sam, if you need a snack, I suggest you get one now. If your stomach alarm goes off anywhere in this building, the mission could be compromised. I'm going to go check on each station to make sure we're ready.
Wait, he was kidding, wasn't he?
I don't know. Maybe not. You do get loud when you're hungry. I think there are still some donuts in the conference room.
You know, for the sake of the mission, I'll go finish them off. You can't be too careful.
He is something, isn't he?
Yes, something. I'm not quite sure, though. Let's go to the central control room. I want to see the layout.
I take it you've seen St. Martin's Step Central.
Yes. We went through it coming from London and then again on our way here. They have some very unusual step units there.
Yes. St. Martin's is an international facility, like the one in Queens.
There are some interesting ones here, too. For instance, what is that one? It looks like a monument to a big insect.
It is. That goes to Enterprise, Alabama. There's a large military installation near there. Fort Rucker? It's where Army aviators train.
I see. And the insect?
It's a boll weevil. in the early 1900s, this Mexican pest destroyed the cotton crops, so farmers switched to peanuts. From that, they learned crop rotation, and it saved the agricultural industry.
Fascinating. Is that a flying saucer?
Yes. That's probably the most ironic stiff there is.
Don't tell me. Roswell.
Why, Simon, nothing happened in Roswell, right? Okay, here we go. Central control. Hey, Lenora.
Captain Richards. Tony.
Did you have an opportunity to observe the arrivals?
Yes. These monitor screens are divided into sections. This one covers arrival, and this one departures. This screen lists expected departure and arrival times and pad numbers.
Much like a standard airport. I see we have two listed for arrival.
They just appeared. I take it that Louis called Scarlett with clearance from Queens?
You would be correct. Hank is still at the garage, but he is okay with Scarlett detaining everyone in the waiting lounge.
Well, it won't be long until the first wave arrives. It looks like they're destined for Pad 3.
I believe Mr. Gregory will be there greeting them, and Scarlett will be at the other pad.
That transfer hasn't been assigned yet. As soon as the pad is designated, I'll notify Scarlett.
Very well. I'll leave it to you. You seem to have everything under control.
I want to thank you, Agent Simon.
For what exactly?
For having faith in me. This is a pretty big responsibility you're giving me, and I appreciate your trust.
Well, you've earned it. Just don't let us down.
Don't worry. I won't disappoint. I have a lot to prove.
Surprised he's not delaying the departure of his group.
I think it says a lot about his trust in Scarlett.
Well, sis, this is a good lesson in what can happen in a case. Not that long ago, Scarlett was telling the Houston crew that she wasn't going to participate unless we arrested Colonel Korski. Now she's the kingpin in this whole operation.
And our link to Louis was a little flaky, but he came through. All we need now is for Louis to arrive. I remember watching Hank eat at that cafe. He and Sam just about ate the whole menu.
He could be stuffing his face for a while.
We're not going to be able to wait any longer. They're going to want to know where their pizzas are.
There you go with pizza talk again.
Hey, what's the matter, rookie? Didn't prep for the field work?
You know, if you want to pass the time, we could talk about your wrestling match with Kate here.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
As often as people bring it up, it seems like it was yesterday.
Okay, here we go.
Is something wrong?
Well, they're getting a little restless. Everyone expected you to be here to greet them.
Tell them to relax already. These guys are from Latumis. They don't understand my need for food. In fact, I doubt they know a good meal if it fell on their plates. Tell them to relax. Don't you have food on the way?
It should be here in less than 15 minutes. When are you coming?
I'll be there when I get there. Don't worry about it. Once the food arrives and they start eating, everything will be copacetic.
It'll be what?
It'll be fine. Now, my pierogi is getting cold. I'll see you soon, and don't call again unless there's a catastrophe.
Well, that was interesting. It seems like he's putting his own comfort before the mission.
You know, we had the chance to watch Hank in action. He'd eat a lot, but not before he took care of whatever business he had.
Yeah, Louis seems to play it pretty loose.
Barnes checked him out at his pawn shop. He said he was quite a character, but I wouldn't let that fool you. He may act crazy. He's a professional merc from Hunga.
And he wouldn't have drawn such an important assignment if he was incompetent. I don't think we can afford to take him lightly.
I agree. I think it's time we get back to the car.
All right, you two head back. Let's give it no more than 15 minutes. I'll ready you when it's time to move out. Meet me by the door. Nelson, do me a favor. You stay back in case Louis arrives after we enter the building.
All right. And hey, save me some pizza.
Yeah, I'll be sure to do that. No anchovies, right?
Cap Nate, permission to reduce to 3/4 standard.
3/4 standard. Steady as she goes.
Aye, sir. Steady as she goes.
Sweep for traffic near the portal.
Sweeping for traffic. Radar contact 7,000, relative bearing 350. Target appears to be stationary.
Are you picking up a transponder code?
Negative on the transponder.
All right. Gabby, man navigation and see if you can establish an exact location on the bogey.
Aye, Captain. Do you think it's hostile?
I treat any unidentified object as hostile, until proven otherwise.
Let's hope it's just another freighter headed for the Baldabar system.
We'll find out soon enough. Joe Mac and Marco to the con, please.
On our way.
Jim, we have a possible bogey ahead of us. We're unable to identify it yet. Stay with our guests until we've identified the vessel.
Copy that.
We're out of Cali's range. I recommend we disable our transponder and go stealth.
Agree. Gabby, go stealth.
Aye. Transponder disabled. Going stealth.
What's going on?
We have an unidentified vessel at 7,000 sitting at the portal.
6,000 and closing, Captain. It appears to have turned to face us.
What's our transmission delay to the BSS?
At this distance, estimated delay is 6 standard seconds one way.
Nate, didn't you get a Robonaut upgrade to your computer system?
Yeah, but she hasn't been booted and tested yet.
Well, now is as good a time as any.
Stand by.
You mean you've had this computer the whole time and have never used it?
Haven't you enjoyed flying the Mercury? I'm a bit old school. I like hands-on. Okay, here we go. Georgia, wake up.
Georgia? Not George?
Hey, what can I say? Some of these flights are long.
Standing by for instructions.
Sample my voice. This is Captain Nate.
Captain Nate, identified.
Now you, Gabby.
This is Gabby.
Accessing records. Gabby, identified as pilot of the Ulysses, now in port for repair.
Jaffra.
Identified as IDF-sanctioned bounty hunter. Currently on mission with Gabby and a Captain Tam.
This is Captain Tam.
Identified as captain of the Ulysses.
That'll be all the identification for now. We have a vessel at approximately 6,000 that's unidentified.
5,600 and closing. No identification.
Contact George on the BSS and see if they have an ID on the vessel just outside the portal.
I will contact George.
Well, this will make George's day.
Marco, are you familiar with this ship's defense system?
Yeah. It looks like a model 1701-7. That's the same system the Canberra has.
Good. I want you to man the defensive station just in case. I want to take all the precautions. It's illegal to operate in the vicinity of a portal without a working transponder.
So two of us are breaking the law.
Captain, according to George, there is no vessel on the other side of the portal.
But you do see it, don't you?
I'm sorry, Captain, but I do not have eyes.
I mean, are your sensors picking anything up?
Yes, or I would not be giving you range information.
Let me save you some time, Captain Nate. Georgia, contact George and request to download his colloquial library.
Contacting George.
Well, it looks like everyone's busy but me.
Hey, we can transmit Jomat singing to him. I might chase him off.
Look, I'm serious. I can help. Nate, you have a gun cupola on the upper canopy, right?
I do. It houses a small but effective laser cannon.
Then I'll man that.
That's quite dangerous, Joe Mac. Are you sure you want to do that?
We have one on the Canberra. Skipper likes to do an occasional strafing run over a moon every now and then. He can handle it.
All right, but stay here until we determine whether or not this ship is hostile. It could very well be a disabled freighter.
And if it's not, you'll see what a good shot I am.
For all our sakes, let's hope we don't find out.
Captain, I have downloaded George's colloquial database, and I am ready to get down and run with it. This language base has some very fascinating idioms.
I'm sure you're going to learn a lot more from this crew. What's the range on our target now?
Approaching 3,000 standard miles.
Tam, reduce to one-third.
Reducing to one-third standard.
Captain, if you like, I can take over control of the ship.
We'll stay conventional. You advise me on any movement from the unidentified vessel.
Understood.
Proceed carefully, Nate. With any luck, we could still be dealing with a disabled ship.
According to IDF operating standards, upon encountering a disabled vessel, all attempts to contact via radio is SOP.
Open all navigation frequencies and broadcast on my command.
Aye, sir. All frequencies open.
Unknown vessel near the Baltimore portal. Do you have an emergency? Over. I repeat, unknown vessel near the Baltimore portal. Do you have an emergency? Over.
This is not good.
You think he's going to show?
It's been 20 minutes. Leonard told our guests that the pizzas would be there in 20 minutes. We're out of time.
It sounds like your people inside didn't pick up anything important.
Just chatter about their trip and how anxious they are to try the Earth food.
Too bad their next meal will be in Baldabar Prison.
Okay, it's go time. Do we have enough restraints?
My guys inside have everything we need. We want to avoid gunplay at all costs. As far as I could tell, there were no weapons involved. Louis might be the only one packing.
You guys go in. I'll be back in the car keeping an eye out for Louis.
All right, contact Houston and let them know what we're doing. Let's roll.
Houston Task Force, Captain Richards.
Hey, this is Agent Nelson. Jocko, Kate, and Kelly are moving into the apartment. I'm in the parking lot, just in case Louis shows.
Good. Then we should know within the next few minutes if you've secured the package.
Roger that. Well, well. I'm waiting to see if he shows up, and here he is. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Good luck.
Hey, Louis!
What? But, hey, listen, if you want something from the pawn shop, I just got out of the business.
No, I don't need anything from you except to see your hands. Put them up and turn around.
Hey, listen, pal, if you're trying to mug me, you're too late. I just paid my taxes, I'm broke.
You might be laughing now, but not for long.
Now, what kind of badge do we have here? Are you a meter maid?
Agent Nelson, Intergalactic Defense Federation. You're under arrest for conspiracy to commit acts of terrorism.
IDF, eh? Then you know I'm hungin'. There's no greater glory than to die in battle. Make me a hero.
Stop.
Make me a hero. I said make me a hero. No!
Okay. You're a hero.
Does Louis live to stand trial? Will Jocko's team take down the arrivals? Will Hank make it in time for the Houston rivals? And what ship is blocking the Mercury? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles Showdown.